Spring Family Weekend is March 27th, 28th, 29th here in Mexico. We're doing several events. We're doing an Apple Art show on Friday night, and we're doing the Maroon and Gold Gala on Saturday night, March 28th. Okay. Maroon and Gold is held here for the first time in Mexico. We usually have it over in St. Louis, so we're excited to have local people. We've got parents coming in, alumni, and it is open to the local community to participate as well.
It should be a great weekend. I'm sure you're hearing that a lot of parents and the cadets are excited about this weekend.
They're very, well, not this weekend.
Or excited about the Spring Family Weekend,
spring
I should
family
say.
Spring Family Weekend, yes. So March 28th, they're very excited. We've got parents coming in from all over the United States. Obviously, the cadets are here. And we've got a lot of alumni participating again this year and some local people as well.
Outstanding. Let's talk a little bit about that Apple Art Show. What kind of things will be going on there?
So this is an annual part of Spring Family Weekend. We have got a fantastic fine arts program. So there'll be some performances with the band and choir, and also our art, visual arts will be on display. We're great to have, glad to have Cheryl Morris as our arts instructor, and so they'll be showcasing the art from the cadets throughout the year.
Outstanding. Now that takes place on Friday night, I believe you were telling us. What time does that start?
It starts at 5?
Actually, 7:30, and it's in Bernard Hall.
Okay, very exciting. Let's talk a little bit more about the Maroon and Gold Gala that's going on, because you said it normally happens in St. Louis, but this is the first year it's being held in Mexico?
First year it's being held in Mexico. We're really excited about that. Brings in a lot of people from around the country, so good economic impact for our local community here in Mexico. Hotels will be full, people will be eating out, taking their cadets with them, because the cadets get to go off campus during the Spring Family Weekend, so they'll take their parents to their local favorite restaurant, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure that's very, very true. Let's talk a little bit about how many people would you expect to be coming to this event?
We're looking at about between 200, 250 people will attend the Maroon and Gold. People will come in and out for the Spring Family Weekend. It's one of those things where the cadets will actually showcase the campus. The parents will come here to hear how well their cadets are doing in classes.
Yeah, that is great. Now, you told me that there are tickets available for one of those events?
There are. For the Maroon and Gold Gala, anybody can attend. It's a $60 ticket that gives you food. We've got a different menu this year. It's called a strolling menu. So we'll have 8 different stations, lots of live cooking going on at the same time, very ethnic. So we have Chinese food, Mexican food, local food. It's different types of desserts and different things that will occur. We've also got a bagpipe player I told you that it's going to bring in. So Pipe Major Donaldson has started a new teaching over at the academy. So he's actually played for the Queen, and now he's teaching our cadets bagpipes.
That is super exciting news right there. I was excited whenever you were telling me about that this morning, but I think that's a great program. What else do we want to talk about the MMA Spring Family Weekend?
I do just want to mention this is our annual opportunity to honor the mothers and grandmothers and aunts in our cadets' lives. So that's a key part of the weekend. During the review on Saturday morning where the cadets get to perform for the families, there'll be a flower pinning ceremony. So all those important women will come down and pin a flower on the cadets. And it's really a nice moment, a way for them to kind of take pride on both sides, from the cadets and the women as well.
All right. That comes up in several weeks. Once again, those dates?
March 27th, 28th, 29th.
Very good. If people want to find out more information about that, can they call the Academy, or is there a Facebook page?
We do post information on our Facebook page, on our special events page, on our website at MissouriMilitaryAcademy.org. We've got a full schedule, so we invite people to check it out.
Well, we are certainly excited, and I want to thank you both for coming in early this morning and telling us all about the events that are getting ready to happen at MMA.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.